Eco Talk, weeknights at 6 on 960 The Quake. Progress.
Hi, you've reached the Johnsons. We're not available to take your call. If you're calling about the apartment for rent, please leave your name and number after the beep, and someone will get back to you.
Hi, my name is Sanjay Rana. I would like to make an appointment to see the apartment.
Oh, hi, this is Robin DiPaola, and I'm calling about the apartment. Please give me a call back at 2.
Hi, hello. This is Rafael Paredes. Please call me back at 718.
This is Jeannie Chu. I'd like to talk to you about the apartment. If you can please call me back.
Hello, my name's Clayton Anderson. I'm calling about the ad in the Sunday paper.
Oh, hello. This is Mrs. Johnson. You must be calling about the apartment.
I am. Is it still available?
Well, you're the first person to call about it. Are you available?
Housing discrimination of all kinds is illegal in the U.S. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News.
You hear about it every day in the news. Health insurance. Healthcare costs. Should employers be responsible to provide healthcare coverage, or should the state or city you live in provide it for you? Some interesting things come to light when you examine some of the healthcare costs. One was about the insurance industry itself.
Insurance is mostly a profit-making industry. If you're talking about the government, you're talking about Medicare and Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California. And those are reliant upon public funding. And so as health care becomes more expensive, and there's a number of reasons for that, probably the most important of the technology of it, what you can do now compared to 10 years ago, 20 years ago, a generation ago.
That's Steve Helig with the San Francisco Medical Society. Rising health care costs have put a strain on the Bay Area economy. Since 1998, employer-sponsored family coverage has risen 95%.
Very powerful industries, which are the insurance industry and pharmaceuticals, are not in favor of such a thing, for example, as national health insurance, which most other countries have.
Proposed legislation in some states and cities, including San Francisco, would attempt to alleviate that problem by government directive, or you could call it a mandate, that employers provide health insurance coverage to all employees. However, employer mandates do not address two problems of the health care crisis: cost containment and disease prevention. Coming up at 4 p.m. today, Californians suffer from a number of illnesses that are driving up the cost of health care in the hundreds of billions of dollars, and they are all preventable.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're in a spot where the Quake signal is out of reach, you can listen online anywhere in the world at quakeradio.com.
703 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by the Hyundai Challenge. Back up to the 880 overcross. We're hoping for Friday light at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The metering lights are on. There was a rumor of an earlier stall on the incline. That's not true. So everything's moving okay through there. The other bridges around the Bay Area look okay. And no major accidents on any Bay Area freeway at the moment. So there's great news. 56 BART trains on time. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and folks are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
Friday on the Ed Schultz Show, U.S. military leaders are now admitting the Iraq war is becoming an internal fight. Republican rebels have struck a deal with the president on the terror detainee bill. Your calls and more. Friday on the Ed Schultz Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on 960 The Quake.
It's 7:04 at 960 The Quake, and welcome to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Happy Friday. Hope you have a nice, pleasant day ahead. You get out of work a little bit early. Have a nice weekend ahead. Red flag day today around the Bay Area. We'll have highs 70s at the beaches, so it's one of those days that they call the over-the-hill folks can come down to the beaches. We should see a mid to upper 70s coastside and up to around 90 inland. And so fire danger if you're going camping this weekend, please be careful. It is a pleasure to have Willie Brown back from his long jaunt in New York City, and he'll get his headphones together and join us in just a second. A great show today. We are packed with guests. We'll have plenty to do today, Will.
It's chock-a-block.
It is chock-a-block.
It's a Friday. It's a chock-a-block Friday. We got Dorothy Ehrlich from the ACLU coming up. Bob Scheer is going to be with us later. He's one of the heroes of the left. We got Johnny Steele, another hero of the left. And Betsy Rosenberg, of course, from EcoTalk.
And a whole lot more.
San Jose mayor candidate.
Cindy Chavez.
Hey, you know who she is.
Yes. No relation to Hugo, though.
Oh, no. Well, I have to make that clear.
Be very clear. It's just the commonality of names. Not consistent on personality, etc. And certainly not on expressing themselves. And thank you very much, John, for welcoming me home. I must tell you that New York was interesting. To say the least, it really is alive, and to have that many people packed into that small space, you think it's an inconvenience, but the walking activities, I walked a minimum of 28 to 30 blocks every day that I was there.
That's a walking town, though.
That's the only way I could get around. It wasn't that I was cheap.
Ah, you had limo lock. Not just gridlock, you limo around. Lock.
Faster to walk than take a taxi.
Well, you know, I think that in New York now, the cats who work the streets now have escorts, the way in which everything was moving around. But it was fun, and I'm glad to be home. Glad to be home.
7:07 at 960, The Quake, a little lap around the bay here, and the Globe. Some of this morning's top stories, guys. A federal judge has ordered two Chronicle reporters to go to jail for refusing to say who leaked them secret grand jury testimony from Barry Bonds and other athletes. Lance Williams and Mark Fanaruwata published a series of articles and a book based partly on transcripts of hearings by a grand jury investigating Falco.
You know, John, it would be interesting to get the mayor's opinion on this because they say that they've been sentenced to 18 months in prison, but it's pretty much just the length of the grand jury, right?
It is.
So if
exactly.
They stall their appeal with continuances and they just try to stretch it out, it won't be 18 months after they go to jail. It'll just still be the length of the grand jury's existence.
That's only if the appellate court says it's okay to stay out. If the appellate court says it's without merit, the appeal is without merit, you've got to start serving your time. Otherwise, there won't be any
punishment.
But
can't they stall with the continuances and they need
evidence? Well, they can try that. But legally, once they have been sentenced, they could be remanded to custody on the basis that they are a flight risk and put immediately in the jail. That happens quite often, frankly.
I don't think that's going to happen here, though.
Well, no. It probably will not, because the issue of whether or not a reporter, people who are with the protections of the First Amendment, whether or not they ultimately will serve any time. And obviously the Chronicle is making a major, major case out of these two guys. These two guys are going to be the poster children for whether or not you have to reveal your source when you have received information that has been illegally acquired by somebody and passed on to you, which you publish. And that conversation we ought to have with our listeners. Should these reporters be required to reveal their source? Period. Are there sources?
Or is it a First Amendment thing?
I'm sorry?
Or is it a First Amendment thing?
Yeah, are reporters entitled to receive stolen property, publish it, and not have to tell where they got it?
Well, I can tell where you come down on this one.
you're reading into my comments based on the way in which I frame it.
Yeah.
I'm doing exactly what they always do. It's amazing how these reporters, when they report people at that level, they frame the questions in such a way that there is a conclusion in their writings. And I was, frankly, victimized for years by virtue of that.
When did you stop beating your wife? I didn't.
No. I start out with, just a minute, I've never been married. Prove that first.
Joining Barry Bonds' trainer in a federal correctional facility in Dublin is San Francisco freelance journalist Josh Wolf. He was supposed to turn himself into that Dublin prison yesterday. He got a 48-hour extension. He now has to decide whether he will go to prison for what could be months or turn over tapes that prosecutors think will cast some light on an alleged burning of a San Francisco police car during an anarchy march that Josh Wolf filmed in Mission last year.
No, I don't know if it was alleged. I think it actually burned.
Yeah. That alleged car was toast.
You know, his situation is a little bit different from that of the two reporters for the Chronicle. Because it's not, in this case, protecting source. It's protecting his own product. He did the filming, and he maintains that unless you're involved in a criminal activity, etc.,
judge maintains that he's not a journalist because he's not affiliated with any journalistic, even though he had freelanced for a couple of organizations and periodicals. The judge claims that he's not a bona fide journalist, so this is coming down to the new definition of what is a journalist. Is a blogger a journalist?
Also, in addition thereto, Will, and the world of blogging, etc., is that whole system entitled to, as a result of the Internet, the same protections afforded print journalism, published journalism? But there's one more thing. This young man has already published half of that videotape, or some portion of that videotape, for his own purposes. And all they say is, hey, don't edit it. Publish the whole tape. Give us the whole tape.
Hey, Alan, turn up News Jam for a second. We have a little bit of sound here. This is Carlos Villarreal. He's with the San Francisco chapter of the National Lawyers Guild, and he's sort of been in Josh Wolf's corner. Here's what he has to say.
I think it's about a general attack on civil liberties that the Bush administration and the Justice Department have been moving forward with for a few years now.
And I would guess that the argument about civil liberties, we'll be able to take that up with Dorothy Ehrlich, who's coming in here. She's from the ACLU, and she's going to be with us this morning. And we ought to talk to her about that, and people who might want to talk to her as well,
call us
here at
866-960-5753.
There's a new poll out that shows that San Francisco voters want bus-only lanes along Van Ness and Geary. They think it might be a way to untangle San Francisco traffic. It's called Bus Rapid Transit. Everybody's
rapid
okay.
Transit?
Yeah, where there will be one lane dedicated for only buses.
Brit?
Yes. Some merchants say they're mad. It'll take parking spaces away, and the construction mess will be pretty big, too. What do you guys think?
I just want the buses to pull in, especially these cantilevered Spanish lady ones, with the little
the accordion
in the middle.
The accordion bus.
Yeah, my Spanish lady. We call them the Spanish lady buses. just pull into the bus stop.
You know why they don't? I asked that question when I served as mayor. You know why they don't?
No.
They can't get back in the streets again. Nobody will be courteous enough as the traffic is moving to let them back in. So they have to wait for the light to change on the other corner and hope there's been a clearance in their block.
Right.
Otherwise, they run the risk of pulling that huge big thing back out there. on a delayed basis, and they get penalized for being not hitting their time points. Yeah. So the best way to avoid it is make you walk from
sure
the bus zone out to... That's right. And that's why they do
it. They can do like this little V thing. You know, they can have their butt end is sticking out because that'll block the lane for them. And then the only thing that's close to the curb is the little accordion thing. And because they're doing another angle out with the front, they are walking, you know, like five or six steps in the lane before they get to the sidewalk.
All I can tell you, I would hate to be a bus driver in San Francisco. These streets were never designed for the size of rolling equipment that we have. Clearly, they were not designed. They're not wide enough. When you see what happens in New York City, for an example, the streets are huge in terms of how wide they really are. And you can just see huge bus after huge bus. And by the way, no parking meters in New York. In most of the places where
there's no
a lot of traffic.
Anywhere.
No parking. And
not on any of the avenues.
I saw a sign yesterday. I saw a sign, $17.50 for half an hour.
Sure.
$17.50 for half an hour. $35 an hour to park.
What's the max?
Now, you tell me. I don't know. And then they had an early bird special, $40.
Oh, that's a great deal. 714 and 960, the Quake. The Zagat or Zagat people, depending on how you like to pronounce it, has a new guide out. They say that the best restaurants in San Francisco, familiar list, Gary Danko, Boulevard, and Slanted Door, and they say that 86% of the people that asked in the survey said what they don't like about San Francisco restaurants, 86% said poor service.
Well,
I disagree.
And that's from
the
Cheesecake Factory to McDonald's to, you know, to everything.
I'm telling you, I think that's a bomb rap on the people who work in restaurants. Literally a bomb rap. I think if you treat the people who work in restaurants with courtesy, you'll be treated with courtesy in return. I came in last night, and their list of best restaurants, everybody has got their own list based upon the kind of food you eat. But I was in A16. I don't know anything that's any better. I go in the North Beach restaurant 3 or 4 times a week. I don't know anything that's any better. I go in the Lace and Charles. I don't know anything that's any better. Everybody have their own restaurants.
Sure.
But I have one standard. You must have tablecloths. I do not eat on wiped space.
I've never been at an In-N-Out burger?
No.
Oh, you ought to.
Oh,
it's good.
Man.
It's good stuff.
Well, I'm not much of a burger eater, guys. You know, I have a huge weight problem. And I'm...
Oh, yeah.
716 and 960, The Quake. Johnny Steele on the show this Friday. Betsy Rosenberg later on this hour. Robert Scheer will join us. And Dorothy Ehrlich from the Northern California American Civil Liberties Union. Up next, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
716 in Oakland, 880 northbound at 66th. Stop and go from Hagenberger up to this crash scene at 66. The two left lanes are blocked right now. We also have half a freeway out of service on 280 northbound just after El Monte in Los Altos. Oh, here's some good news. My computer just updated. It's now a SIG alert. That again, 880 northbound at 66th. Oh, and we have three left lanes blocked now, so it just keeps getting better. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website before you head out this morning. We'll steer you the right way at quakeradio.com.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Frega. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Frega. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval. Of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Fighting breast cancer takes legwork. Join in the fight against this disease at City of Hope San Francisco Walk for Hope to cure breast cancer on Saturday, October 14th. Register today at walkforhope.org.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Oh, beautiful for
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
In the 21st century, a woman shouldn't have to risk death to give birth. Yet, in many developing countries, women are dying needlessly in childbirth or from complications during pregnancy. The United Nations Population Fund is working to make motherhood safer. Population Action International supports the work being done by UNFPA. To learn more, contact us on the web at populationaction.org. That's www.populationaction.org.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
720 is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We'll be live at the West Coast Green Conference. That's a week from today. The conference runs the 28th and 29th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and that's when our broadcast will be. It's a residential green building event, and it is going to be packed with people. The Quake is a proud sponsor of this event, and we'll be telling you about it more next week. That's West Coast Green. You can find out more on the events page of quakeradio.com. Dorothy Ehrlich joins us now in studio. She's the Deputy Executive Director of the ACLU of Northern California and a good friend of 960 The Quake listeners and all that care about civil liberties and civil rights in America. Dorothy, pleasure to have you here. Will and Willie, go.
Thank you for joining us, m'lady.
Nice to be here.
When you walked in, Willie Brown was needling you and telling you that he's glad to see you go. Get out of here. Go to New York. Because you're leaving San Francisco, right?
I am leaving San Francisco, but I'm staying with the ACLU. So I'm leaving the ACLU of Northern California, and I'm going to become the Deputy Executive Director of the National ACLU.
So you'll be going to New York.
That's right.
The Big Apple.
And that's after how many decades of being our spokesperson in our image and our face of the ACLU in Northern California in particular.
Well, I've been the executive director for 28 years of the ACLU of Northern California, so it's with a heavy heart that I leave, but I'm very, very excited to have this
28 years?
Role.
That should be full retirement.
You never retire when you're trying to defend civil liberties.
Oh, I like that.
Eternal, like that. Eternal vigilance.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get a chance to, when does it actually start, Dorothy?
I'm going to begin in the first week in November.
First week in November. So just at the end of the election cycle, you will be in. But in the meantime, you've got the advent of reporters in Northern California about to go to jail. And you've got a young man who is a blogger, a new world of expressions, on his way to jail this morning. He's going over to join other celebrity guests at the institution in Pleasanton or wherever it is, Dublin, etc. What is this take? What's happening with the business of the courts insisting that journalists or semi-journalists reveal their sources and provide the material that they've acquired? How did this come about?
Well, there have been struggles over this over the decades, but what's happening recently is you do have courts that are unwilling to budge on this. You have federal legislation that's being considered that someday may provide a shield for reporters. California law does provide for a shield. Under California law, these reporters could be able to prove that what they are doing is in the public good and therefore they shouldn't be locked up for having broken the law. But under federal law, that is not the case, and these federal judges have insisted that they go to jail.
Now, isn't there a proposition that's going to actually try to determine, put down some guidelines?
There's federal legislation being considered that would protect.
Is that Arlen Specter's legislation?
I believe so, and it would ultimately protect these reporters. But in the meantime, we're arguing to the judge that under California law, their rights should be protected. And we think in the long run, you really run the risk of people being fearful of being able to report on those stories, of being able to protect confidential sources. And a lot of the information that the public learns comes from these confidential sources. So if reporters are chilled, if they're afraid to report on these stories, we could lose out on a lot of information that we think should be protected under the First Amendment.
Over the 28 years that you have been in charge of the ACLU in Northern California, have you actually witnessed a court sentencing a reporter or a person connected with the press with First Amendment protections to jail for failing to reveal their sources?
When I was at the ACLU Southern California, there was a reporter who was sent to jail in Los Angeles, and it was quite a national controversy, and he spent quite a long time in jail at that time. And that was one of the reasons for the legislature to move forward with a shield law in California. So hopefully, the one thing we could hope that with these very visible incidents here in San Francisco and in Washington, D.C., that the legislature, that the Congress will act to try to protect reporters in the future.
Don't let that soft voice fool you. It masks the steely resolve of Dorothy Ehrlich, who is the executive director of the Northern California branch of the ACLU. She's soon to join the national branch of the ACLU as executive director.
And Dorothy, let's talk a little bit about the Shield Law. What exactly are the standards contained therein to ensure that the reporter is not, the A reporter is just not freelancing and being somewhat irresponsible in his reporting on some activity that he may or may not know to be true?
Well, the balance that's supposed to be struck, at least under the state law, and this is what we've argued to the court here because we're involved in the Josh Wolf case, is that as long as the reporting is meant to be in the best interest of the public, that you really are revealing information that is important public information, therefore it should be protected. You're not supposed to just be stealing information and reporting on it. It's supposed to be in the best interest of the public to have access to that information.
But Ms. Dorothy Ehrlich, isn't one of the problems with Josh Wolf the very definition of what a journalist is?
Well, that's an interesting question because it shouldn't be the case that you have to be employed by the major daily paper. You really want the most vulnerable reporters, those who don't have a team of lawyers to represent them, to be able to have room to report on things that the mainstream press might not be reporting on. So I think it's especially important and sensitive when you're talking about reporters who are not in the mainstream press to ensure that they have representation.
Willie Brown and I are brand new to this game. Here on 960 The Quake, they took a lot. We're going to be out on our own, someday.
And, in this instance, you are talking about people being hauled away to jail, which really does, I think, move us to pay attention. But you have to, you think about this in the context of what's going on in this country and the abuse of power that we're seeing on so many fronts and the fight that's going on right now in Congress, what happened yesterday over the torture legislation, which appears to be a great compromise, is not a great compromise. It is not a great compromise. It is completely having, looked like these strong Republicans came forward and fought with the president. But in the end, they have caved in. And now we have to leave it up to the rest of Congress to march in the next week, hopefully, to stop this compromise from being approved. Because this does in no way restore the kind of humane treatment, the dignity that people should be treated with under our system of government.
Dorothy, conservatives, evangelicals, and others would say that your current expression about what happened in Congress yesterday in the torture law places the ACLU squarely in the pockets of the Democratic Party. How do you overcome that assumption and that allegation and that perception?
Well, it's interesting, especially in the battle that we've been waging over the last 5 years, having to do really with the abuse of power. We have been able to forge what we call right-left coalitions, and they've been very effective, at least in slowing down some of this legislation. And that means that we've worked on both sides of the aisle. We are a nonpartisan organization. We've been able to bring forward members of the, you know, the Conservative Union, the National Taxpayers Association, and other groups to work with us, both on the Patriot Act and now on some of the torture legislation and on some of the other issues around national security and civil liberties. Many conservatives, true conservatives, do believe in the preservation of the Constitution. They believe that these are the true American values and that they stand with us in trying to protect them. So we really have been able to forge those kind of alliances.
Did I not see, but sometime in the past, that the ACLU actually defended people who were anti-abortionists and they were being, someone was attempting to silence them?
We have, and we've been involved both on lobbying for to against our allies, who are our closest allies on reproductive rights. But they understand that when the First Amendment is at stake, the ACLU comes forward, and we will protect First Amendment rights.
So, regardless of the substance of the
absolutely.
Issue.
Absolutely.
Barbara Ehrlich, that's awesome stuff. Thank you very much for coming. What did I call you, Barbara?
Barbara.
Who am I confusing her with?
I don't know.
You're thinking of Barbara Ehrenreich.
Ah, there you go. They're not the same people. You can find out more at ACLNC, for NorthernCalifornia.org. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And good luck in New York.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to drop in on you.
Thank you. Please do.
All right.
Listener emails and more. Big show today. Lots of guests. Robert Scheer will be here. Johnny Steele, Betsy Rosenberg as well. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Let's get you updated on a quick traffic problem before we have news at the bottom of the hour. Dreadful traffic on 880 northbound at 66th. It's a SIG alert been issued by the CHP. Three left lanes blocked. They don't think they'll be able to get it cleared out for another half hour or so. It's 880 northbound at 66th, and the backup is from Davis Street, and it's certainly getting worse. Red flag day today, 70s coast up to 90s inland. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Bill Caiaccio. Pakistan's role in the war on terror is the main point of talks between President Bush and the Pakistani president this morning at the White House.
He understands that we are in a struggle against extremists who will use terror as a weapon. He understands it just about as good as anybody in the world. After all, they've tried to take his life.
Afghanistan's leader will join the conversation next week. Afghanistan claims Pakistan may be partly to blame for the Taliban's recent comeback. Two more deaths might be blamed on bad spinach. The families of an 86-year-old woman in Maryland and a 2-year-old boy in Idaho say both had signs of E. coli after eating spinach. Target wants to keep up with the Joneses, or in this case, Walmart. Target will also test a program to offer low-cost generic prescription drugs. Europe leads 2.5 to 1.5 after the morning matches on day one of the Ryder Cup in Ireland. The Europeans have won 4 of the past 5 Ryder Cups. This is CNN Radio. Crude oil prices are edging up again today, but the price of gas is not following. AAA says the national average is down to $2.44 a gallon. U.S. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman talks about why pump prices are falling.
We're seeing a drop in prices because we have increases in supply. We've got a hurricane season that seems to be much less onerous than that which we had expected. We're through the summer driving season, and that helps.
Gas prices are down 47 cents a gallon over the past month. That famous Citgo sign in Boston may come down because of the controversial remarks made this week by Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. A Boston city councilman wants an American flag to replace the sign in Kenmore Square. A brief scare this morning at the Baltimore-Washington International Airport. A suspicious package containing a firearm forced an evacuation of parts of the airport. It was discovered at a security checkpoint, but the bag's owner disappeared. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Are your payments too high? Call Brico now. Do you need cash fast? Call Brico now. Do you need help with your credit? Call Brico now. Are you behind on your mortgage or credit card payments? Call Brico now at 800-314-3043. Brico is a direct lender and specializes in working with credit challenges and getting you cash fast. Contact them at mybrico.com or call today 800-314-3043. They are helping hundreds of homeowners just like you.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this.
Got a
It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Are you a small business owner and need help getting people to your doors? Are you a nonprofit who can use some marketing help for a discounted price? At Vertical Response, email marketing is made simple. Vertical Response can grow your business with affordable email and direct mail marketing tools. Whether it's making sure your client opens that email, postcard, or newsletter, Vertical Response can help you. Call now to receive a free trial with no contracts or monthly fees. Visit GetVertical.com to sign up now. That's GetVertical.com.
Hi, I'm Janice Ian. Do you remember how excited you were at the start of summer every year and how the summer just started to drag on after a few months and you couldn't wait to get back to school, see your old friends, make new friends, get new books and a new locker and a clean slate? Well, you should have been excited about music class, too, because that was a special room where you went to sing, perform with your friends, and learn all kinds of interesting stuff about great composers, instruments, different kinds of music and songs. We remember our music teachers because they were so passionate about helping us learn to love music. They helped to spark a love for listening to notes and voices and rhythms that continues to enrich our lives even today. I bet your kids feel the same way about music class. Ask them. And make sure they get involved with music in school and in their lives.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
Hugo Chavez fancies himself a modern-day Simon Bolivar. But all he is an everyday thug.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie. Happy Friday, 7:36 at 9:60 with Quake. Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the antics of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez at the UN this week. There was a story on CNN last night. I saw Danny Glover standing up. He lives in the Bay Area. He's been friends, Willie tells me, with Hugo Chavez for a long time, and they stood together at sort of a media event, arms around each other, saying,
"Hey,
we're the best."
It was a church in Harlem. They went to a church in Harlem,
Mount Pilgrim Baptist Church in Harlem. And obviously, they offended the congressman there, Charlie Rangel, who is equally as dedicated and as committed as any person in this nation, frankly, and particularly African Americans. And he was appalled that Hugo would come into his district and proceed to conduct himself in the way in which he was conducting himself. He spoke positively about the promise to provide additional heating oil for
American distribution arm, Citgo.
He spoke positively about a number of other things, but he said the use of the language and the vilification of the president is frankly inconsistent with good judgment, and I hope we can pull up some sound from that particular member.
We got it. Here's Charlie
Wright. You don't come into my country, you don't come into my congressional district, and you don't condemn my president. If there's any criticism of President Bush, it should be restricted to Americans, whether they voted for him or not. And I just want to make it abundantly clear to Hugo Chavez or any other president, don't come to the United States and think, because we have problems with our president, that any foreigner can come to our country and not think that Americans do not feel offended when you offend our chief of state.
If you go to the homepage of QuakeRadio.com, you can click on the Contact Us link and send us an email. Guys, Dorica sent us a letter that says, I was listening to your comments yesterday about President Chavez's speech at the UN. You indicated that he should have shown more respect to the president, which is what we just heard from Congressman
Reagan. But we said the same thing yesterday.
She says, I disagree. I wish we had more leaders in our country that would tell the truth as President Chavez did. If he were running for president here in the U.S., I would vote for him.
Well, that's one.
Well, that's a poor foundation for determining the person you should vote for. He may not be where he needs to be on things like the green issue, which obviously is paramount in the minds of most of the people in the public, particularly in California. He may not be where he should be on choice for women. He may not be where he needs to be on
Catholic.
The whole business of education and the commitment thereto. He may not be where he should be on foster children's programs. There are so many other things on which you place the foundation.
He is about redistributing the wealth, though. He is from he is about taking from the rich and the elite, and actually he's done a lot of really good programs in Venezuela in terms of health care, especially bringing health care to the poor.
And he is paying for them with the purchase of oil.
With the oil the nationalized oil money.
There's no question he does have a good program there. Will, but you were saying off air a few minutes ago, and I don't know whether it's provable or not, but his argument with the U.S. and with Mr. Bush may be personal. It may not be one that is generated primarily by the policy.
After his election, he was kidnapped, and it took actually a rise from the people, a huge demonstration from the people in the streets of Caracas before he was returned.
All right, let's see what you think. Our number is 866-960-KQKE, 866-960-5753. Jeff in San Francisco, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie on the Quake.
Hey, guys. You know, I guess I'll just, I got to get this off my chest because I've been watching this whole torture thing, and I think that the Democrats, you know, initially I think were being very disciplined and all that strategically, and but now it seems like they've gotten played, and now... And I'll tell you why in a second, why I think this. And then now, with Hugo Chavez, it seems like the public debate is now about, you know, how much, you know, how can the Democrats distance themselves as much as they can away from Hugo? Why they need to, I don't know, because he's not a Democrat. He's not running for anything in this. Who is he? I mean, he's a guy from Venezuela. What does he have to do with the Democratic Party? And why does Nancy Pelosi feel the need to even say anything? I mean, I'm kind of fed up that it seems like that the Democrats are spending so much time trying to take the wind out of the Republican sails, you know, what they're trying to do to rally their base. And in fact, the Democrats are taking the wind out of the sails of, you know, of the liberal base. You know, I'm getting so depressed because what the Republicans have done is now McCain gets to look, you know, principled and against torture with his whole compromise thing. Bush gets to look like a reasonable, strong guy.
Jeff, I totally agree with it. Jeff, I totally agree with you that the Democrats are being forced to answer a question about respecting the president. That should not be what the conversation is about. And I don't know if the Republicans worked in league with Hugo Chavez, or is this just one of those things that happens? I don't know if Chavez is committed to having Bush as an enemy, and because I'm the conspiracy guy, you know, I'm the one who worries about this stuff.
Danny Glover and the friends of this president who are in a league with him, close to him, really should tell him, just cool your jets, let us make a decision about who should run the Congress in this country without forcing people to divert their attention and defend George Bush's
reputation. We're in the defensive position of defending George Bush.
And the reason that Democrats are having to do it is because everywhere they go, the first question asked is, hey, your buddy Hugo, he's saying bad things about the president. What do you think about what your buddy's saying?
You're a liberal. He's a liberal.
Yeah. We have an email from Valerie that says, hi, Will and Willie. I've heard many Democrats speak out against torture on the radio station.
Oh, you guys,
Sal Franken.
They're anti-torture? Really?
Unfortunately, as you know, the media is owned by Republican corporations, and we no longer have the forum to speak out. Do you think Fox or even CNN, let alone CBS or the other networks, care what the Democrats have to say? That's how they can continue to say that the Democrats have no plan. If they give them the floor, they'd have to listen to the Democrats and all of their ideas.
I think anti-torture, coming out as anti-torture, was not a great leap for the Democrats. And they should have jumped on this. McCain is very smart. Remember, it was about a year ago that Bush actually he was going to veto the McCain anti-torture bill. And because he kept trying to change the name, you know how they frame stuff. They keep trying to change it. Well, it's not. But because McCain was involved, everybody got to call it the torture bill. The reframing never worked. And the same thing happened here, and the Democrats were letting the Republicans carry their water. They were letting Lindsey Graham, they were letting John McCain, they were letting John Warner carry their water and have the beef with the president.
And as I have said consistently, that crowd will sell you out. They never will go the full width and breadth of what should be done vis-a-vis the torture measure. They have now talked about a compromise. And as indicated by Dorothy Ehrlich, that compromise is a phony because all it did was dress up the permission of Bush to continue to do what he is doing and what he maintains he needs to do. In the meantime, for the last 10 days, they've occupied the stage as if they're independent of Bush. No, they're not independent of Bush.
744, Janet in Alameda, you're on with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yes, hi. I just want to say, if everyone remembers, our president got up and declared, you know, certain whole countries as evil, and you know, our country did participate in the coup against Hugo Chavez. There's been extensive coverage of that. And for someone to say that he should not come here and criticize our president, that's completely undemocratic. That is what a dictatorship is. He has every right to come here and say anything he wants about our president.
Well, I disagree with you in this sense of the word. I don't think it's a question of whether or not he can criticize the president. Of course he can criticize the president. I don't think that's the issue. The question is whether or not he should get down to gutter level in that criticism.
But
that
was
is
a
just
joke.
Not helpful.
It was a joke. I mean, waving away the sulfur fumes, that was funny.
Well, it was a joke. Yes, it was a joke 2 days ago.
Yeah.
But yesterday at the church, when he said he's an alcoholic and he's a sick man, that was no joke.
Yeah.
That was a description
that's
of what
truth.
He believed Bush to be. And all I suggest is, not that you show any embracing of Bush, but if you put Democrats like Nancy Pelosi and others in a position where they have to explain, they don't agree with the words
used by
this
person. It's bad timing. There's 47 days left of the midterm.
Absolutely. Stay out of my business.
Stay focused.
Listen, Hugo, if you see me and the bear fighting, help the bear.
You did. She does have a point, though. Bush did call Iran, Iraq, and North Korea, called the whole country's evil.
Yeah.
So.
No question. And we criticized him for that.
That's
we
true.
We said that that's misleading, that that's not helpful.
And it's not the people.
Absolutely.
And that's keeping it real with Will and Willie. 746. More of your calls, emails coming up. Robert Scheer will talk about torture. He wrote a column about it. A very good one, too. He'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Johnny Steele, Betsy Rosenberg. More to come on 960 The Quake.
Huele a sufre.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
746, disastrous traffic right now. 880 northbound at 66th in Oakland. They had three lanes of the roadway blocked. Now, it has just been cleared in the last few minutes. Traffic was at a complete standstill. but there'll still be major delays through there as you're headed up through Oakland to the Maze. 880 northbound at 66th, again, is where that crash is. A couple of peninsula problems. One just got picked up, so I won't tell you about it, but one still working is 280 northbound before Page Mill. Crash was blocking three center lanes. That got cleared out, and things are starting to get a little bit better through there. And a two-car crash now over on the shoulder, 101 southbound at Alameda Del Prado. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1-year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1-year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and there's a bonus. If you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Go win. Call now.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
With Crutchfield.com, getting the enhanced sound and new programming of HD digital radio is a breeze. Crutchfield has measurements for over 10,000 vehicles, so you'll find HD radio gear that fits your car. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
For me to comply, I'd have to give up my career and my livelihood. You can't do investigative journalism if you can't keep confident.
It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Good morning. Happy Friday. It's a kick to have you joining us. I'm John Scott here with Will Durst and Willie Brown. There was Lance Williams, reporter for The Chronicle, talking about he and his partner Mark Ferranu Farinaduwata.
The Wookiee.
I never says his name right. Talking about what's about to happen to them, going to jail for refusing to reveal their sources in the Balco scandal, the Barry Bonds story, the thing that's been circulating around town for the better part of a few months. Kind of like what happened to Judith Miller at the New York Times with the Scooter Libby deal. She didn't want to tell anyone who her source was. She went to jail for it. This is a big deal. We addressed it briefly with the executive director of the Northern California ACLU, and they're in his corner, just like journalist Josh Wolf. They're in his corner as well. You don't have to work for a big media company to be a journalist, but no matter who you are, if you document something, you shouldn't have to tell law enforcement where you got it from.
No, I totally agree. Otherwise, people will not be coming forward because they know that the reporters are going to be giving them up in order to avoid going to jail. Reporters will not be making exposés. Nobody wants to go to jail. People have families. They got jobs. They got pensions. No one wants to give that up. I mean, there's some. Like, if you're with a big paper like the Chronicle or the New York Times, pretty certain that you're going to have some support behind you. But if you're for somebody a little smaller, the East Bay Express, you're from, or you're just blogging, I mean, you're in deep trouble if this goes through.
I think, however, there has to be some responsibility for accuracy and truth. And there really should be some very careful evaluation by journalists before they publish whatever they publish, because it's not in the interest of anything or anybody, and in particular the person that may be vilified by virtue of that report, if the report is totally without foundation and that it is the self-serving revenge nature offered by somebody who dropped the dime, so to speak. Well, I think the Shield Law is designed, hopefully, to vet that. And until reporters make that a cornerstone of their existence, truth is the most important, in my opinion. Truth sometimes gets shunted to the wayside on the roadway to publication in the pursuit of headlines. And I think that's terrible.
If you have a thought, we'd like to hear from you at 866-960-KQKE. Let us know what you think about it. This started as a sports story, and it had its salaciousness in that angle.
We haven't talked about Barry Bonds, have we?
We haven't even, because we're talking about protecting the right of people to know things. You have to go through proper channels, as Willie says. You have to vet your stuff, but
it almost sounds personal on Willie Brown's part.
A grand jury is the worst-kept secret in the world, isn't it?
Well, let's go back. Let's roll back when we all, as a nation, focused our attention on what reporters are supposed to say and do. That would be back to all the president's men, when we had the problem existing with reference to Watergate. You recall that Ben Bradley of the Washington Post was incredibly careful. He made sure Woodward and Bernstein always had more than one source.
You're right.
There was never any rush to judgment. And I remember in that movie when he said, the kind of stuff you supply me with and the foundation for it, maybe the Chronicle will publish it, but the Post.
Do you remember what that was? Some guy was trying to tell a feature about yesterday's weather. For people who missed yesterday. And Jason Robards is sitting at his desk with his feet up on his desk. He says, why don't you try the San Francisco Chronicle?
Now, on the other hand, you know, if you really read the Chronicle and compare it to the New York Times, you begin to appreciate that the Chronicle really is a much better paper than its reputation seems to impose upon it. And it should not be the laughing stock of some people in the world of journalism, because I really do think that the Chronicle is taken in being very careful about what it publishes. I think that these two reporters did go through some vetting process in order to get there, and I think that ought to be said. I don't think that they should be held up as people who just decided to rush to judgment in print. Period. I don't think that's what they did. They must have taken some steps because the paper is working too hard to protect them.
I think if you augment the Chronicle with the New York Times, you're fully very well read.
Yeah. Catherine from Fremont, good morning. You're on with Will and Willie on the Quake.
Hey, guys. Love your show. Been listening till since day one.
Oh, thanks.
You know, this has really nothing to do with the First Amendment or thinking that future witnesses won't talk to reporters. It's all about ensuring the security, you know, of the grand jury, because no grand jury witness will ever talk again. I mean, if I ever get called to a grand jury and these guys got away with, the reporters got away with it, I'm not going to say anything because I know that there's a chance it's going to get out.
Then we really ought to have that discussion as well, because you are correct. There are dual protections here that are desperately needed. When you do appear before the grand jury under oath and you give testimony, you've been assured that that testimony will not ever be leaked.
And you're not allowed to take the Fifth, are you?
No.
In a grand jury.
Yeah, you can take the Fifth, but they can give you immunity, and then you're not entitled to the Fifth. That's what the trainer is faced with. They gave him immunity, and he still would not answer the questions. And so this caller is absolutely correct. I got sued by a deputy district attorney because Jerry Roberts, who then worked for the Chronicle, and a matter involving a friend of mine, the leak had occurred from the grand jury. And it was testimony given at the grand jury, leaked by the prosecutor in order to vilify my friend. And I attributed to that, I supposedly attributed my conclusion to someone. Jerry Roberts printed it, and I got sued. I had to defend. And believe me, if you don't think I used the shield of elective office and immunity and all the other stuff, I did. But it really is important that grand juries be protected, just as we're talking about protecting the reporters.
Witnesses.
Yes. 7:57 at 9:60. The Quake. We'll be addressing more of this throughout the morning, and your calls are always welcome here. And now, the moment we've all been waiting for.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com to find out more about their specials, sales, and events. Once again, I got to shake my head. Congratulate President Bush for changing the subject to his favorite, 9/11. Even at the UN, 9/11. Just the phrase, stop beating that horse, he ain't breathing, and it's starting to smell real funny, have any meaning here. Our military recruitment is so low right now that the slogan, an army of one, is fast becoming a reality. They're calling their problem a recruitment shortfall, which is a polite way of saying fewer and fewer domestic meat puppets want to travel to foreign lands and get shot at by strangers for a war nobody wants anymore. Of course, the good news is this is not a war. The war on terrorism is now the struggle against Islamic extremism. See, the problem's not our failed and inarticulate policy, but the slogan we use to sell it. War has such negative connotations. Then if we switch it to struggle, well, doesn't that encourage more warm ambulatory sacks of flesh to enlist? And if it doesn't, I imagine other phrases will be flown up the flagpole like tussle or skirmish, squabble. I don't think we'll hear crusade again soon. Draft, maybe. We might hear that one. Of course, Bush will rebrand it, call it khaki courage, or a camouflage, a way of life. And that's your Burst of Durst for today.
Well done. Less applause.
Well done.
Why, thank you. It's a Friday Burst of Durst.
Khaki camouflage?
Khaki courage.
Good stuff. Robert Scheer is going to join us coming up in the first part of the 8 o'clock hour. He wrote an article on Bush on Terror that was good stuff. We'll discuss that. Cindy Chavez, she's running for mayor in San Jose. She'll join us later on. Also, Betsy Rosenberg from our EcoTalk show. Johnny Steele as well. Happy Friday. Nice to have you here. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. Progressive Talk Radio. It's 8 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
He has become a target of those who can't stand the thought of moderation prevailing.
President Bush meets at the White House with Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf and praises him for his courage. CNN's Dick Uliano, in a live report from Washington, says the war on terrorism was high on their agenda.
Jim, the Pakistani president is visiting the White House amid reports that he told CBS's 60 Minutes the U.S. threatened to bomb Pakistan after 9/11 if Pakistan didn't join the war on terrorism. President Bush says the threat is news to him.
You know, the first I've heard of this is when I read it in the newspaper today.
At their joint news conference, Musharraf was asked what he told 60 Minutes, but Musharraf says he won't comment because it's part of his Simon & Schuster book coming out.
In other words, buy the book is what he's saying.
Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Washington.
The Hezbollah leader showed up at a rally in the Beirut suburbs today, first time he's been seen in public since the recent war with Israel. It's billed as a victory over Israel rally. Health authorities are trying to determine whether the deaths of an 86-year-old Maryland woman and a 2-year-old Idaho boy were from contaminated spinach. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta says the boy's case certainly looks persuasive.
Reportedly, he had some spinach that was actually blended with some other food last Friday, subsequently became ill. Now, when an investigation like this takes place, they need to make sure, in fact, that the spinach was eaten, that, in fact, he did end up getting symptoms related to an E. coli infection, and, this is the crucial point as well, that E. coli is the same E. coli that is at the heart of this investigation.
Nearly 160 cases of E. coli-related illnesses have been reported in 23 states.
House and Senate Republicans have agreed to a plan to allow Americans to buy a 90-day supply of prescription drugs in Canada without having the drugs confiscated at the border, but buying cheaper prescription drugs from Canada over the Internet still would be prohibited. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime. No contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S., taxes and fees not included.
Attention, Bay Area residents. Announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
If you haven't checked out the 2006 Z4 Roadster at BMW Concord, now is the time. You'll love Z4's incredible power and handling. You go from a roof over your head to nothing but sunshine in less than 15 seconds. And with the optional windscreen, you can even have a normal conversation with the top down. And the best part, for a limited time, BMW Concord is offering $1,000 off a 2006 Z4, but only at StreamingBMW.com. To take advantage of this spectacular offer, go to StreamingBMW.com.
It attacks the brain, and you might not know what hit you.
It's a stroke, and it can cripple or kill you.
If suddenly you're numb or weak on one side, limb, or face,
it could be a stroke. Get help. There's no time to waste.
It could even be a sudden, severe headache without cause.
If you wait to get help, time lost is brain lost.
Maybe it's a loved one slurring their speech or dizzy.
Call 911 and get medical help quickly.
there are even more symptoms that I did not mention.
So call or hit the web for information and prevention.
Blacks have a higher occurrence. Do you want to know more?
Call 1-888-4-STROKE or visit www.strokeassociation.org.
High blood pressure, diabetes, and obesity
all make the risk of a stroke more likely.
But remember, if it happens, do not delay.
Or disability might be the price you pay.
A public service message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
Our national parks have always been there for us, standing as silent reminders of who we are and what it means to be an American. They are full of history, of memories, of majesty. But now these great American treasures need our help. I'm Richard Dreyfuss, asking you to help preserve America's national parks. Visit AmericansForNationalParks.org today, because there's just too much to lose.
This is a public service announcement from Americans for National Parks and this radio station.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
Anywhere, anywhere. In this case, it was a Canadian engineer who had left Syria when he was 17 years old because they didn't like the tyranny there. He goes to Canada, becomes a Canadian citizen. He's an engineer. He's on his way back from a vacation. He's at JFK airport. The FBI grabs him, Canadian citizen. He's turned over to the CIA. They take him to Jordan. They put him in a car. They drive him over into Syria, turn him over to the Syrian government that our president, our president has called a fascist government, has said is the crossroads of terrorism. Was saying it then, said it just this last week in the this week in the UN. We turn over this Canadian engineer, father of two children.
Alberto Gonzalez says that it wasn't us. Well, our attorney general, the U.S. attorney general.
No, he's absolutely lying. I mean, there's no question. Is it 830?
Are you saying our attorney general would
absolutely
lie?
Absolutely. These people are liars. I mean, what are we talking about? They've been lying to us since 9/11. There's no question about it. But I mean, that's the least of their crimes. But I want to focus on the facts here. This is a guy who they turn over to Syria, mind you. Syria, okay? Not even Pakistan, all right? Not even Saudi Arabia, for that matter. Syria. That they have described as one of the most evil regimes on the planet. They take this Canadian guy, turn him over there. What I'm telling you is based on a Canadian judicial investigation of the Canadian government endorsed. It took a two-year investigation.
852-page report.
That's right. No question about it. And by the way, the U.S. government has not really denied the substance report. They turn him over to Syria. Syria tortures this guy for almost a year, beating him with frayed cables and everything else. Syria, with all of their techniques, says, no, the guy's innocent, has no connection with anyone. Not a shred of evidence. The Canadian government exonerates this guy. There's not a shred, no reason to ever connect this guy with anything. All right? He comes back. He tries to sue an American court. The judge says, oh, no, we can't handle suits like this. It's national security. The U.S. government doesn't even apologize to the guy. And what Ed Markey has said, and go to Ed Markey's website. He's been great on this issue. And he said, you know, this involves thousands of people. Upwards of 14,000 people have faced extraordinary rendition. So when the president goes on and says, we're going after the bad guys, we have to get the guys who kills. No, most of the people that, not most, almost all of the people that have been arrested and held, one form or another, in these secret prisons or extraordinary rendition, no charges have been brought against them. Many of them have finally been released, like this Canadian guy, without a word of apology, without any congressional investigation, because Congress isn't even looking into it. So there it is. You got it.
But, Brother Scheer, I'm not sure that there is any evidence that it was, in fact, as Will Durst says, the U.S. who did that. We don't have any relationship with Syria. How would we be turning anybody over to Syria?
Oh, no.
How do we do that?
Okay.
And what did the report say that proves that it was us?
No. The U.S. government has admitted to the Canadian government that they did it.
Was it in the report?
Yes, they have admitted that. There have been plenty of cooperation between the Royal Mounties who were involved in this. The thing started with
They picked him up at JFK, right?
Let me explain what happened to this. And it's just, I'm only
Speaking
going into
Robert
detail
Scheer,
because it's
San
typical. If this was an extreme case, an oddball case, I wouldn't even be talking about it. This is the norm, okay? The norm. And what happened was the Royal Mounties got it, you know, they're frantically looking around. Where's the, okay, here's an Arab guy outside of a Xerox copying kind of place. He met, exchanged words with another Arab guy. He claims, and it's, he's been backed up, they were talking about print cartridges. Who knows? The other guy, by the way, hasn't even been charged with anything, accused of anything. He meets him. That's all. He shows up in some report. The Royal Mounties turned this over to the FBI. The FBI then put him on their watch list. The guy's coming back from a vacation through JFK to make his flight up to Montreal, and he's nabbed off the plane and not heard from again. And the U.S. government, what the Canadian report says, the U.S. government lied to the Canadians. They did not tell them what happened to this guy. And the Canadian government specifically insisted that he not be rendered to some other government. He was rendered to Syria. By the way, the Canadian report is online. People can read it. This is not, you know, rocket science to discover this stuff. And I say Ed Markey has been incredible.
What's that website?
If you want, well, go to Ed Markey's website, Congressman Markey. But if you want a real reason why it's important for the Democrats to gain control of the House, at least people like Ed Markey, Henry Waxman, and others could actually begin subpoenaing people and having hearings on this stuff, and we'd have some accountability. All right, but let me make another point about torture, all right? And that is, here the president says, it's gone after the bad guy. No, the reason this has to be done in secret, and some of it's been going on for ever since 9/11, people have been held without charge, is to keep information from the American public. Because let's take the guy that Bush bragged about having, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a guy, by the way, who was in Afghanistan and meets bin Laden because he was recruited by our government. He was one of those freedom fighters that went to fight the Soviets. So Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, a bad guy, no question about it, meets bin Laden on the front line against the Soviets. He's the guy who's supposed to have had the plan for flying into the World Trade Center. Okay, we've had him for 3 years now interrogated. We know from the 9/11 Commission report, we know from the Senate Intelligence Report, that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed told the administration exactly the opposite of what it wanted to hear. He said they hated Saddam Hussein. They had no relations. This is in 9/11 Commission, Senate Intelligence Report. No relations with Iraq. They would have never done business with Iraq. They did not go to Iraq for any weapons. And that Saddam Hussein hated them, and it was one place where they couldn't operate. Okay? The Bush administration is keeping this guy, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, secret for these 3 years and doesn't want to have a public trial of him because they don't want that story to come out. And so when you really get down to it, we have to, as a people, figure out who are these terrorists, where do they come from, how do they operate, and what's the most effective way to challenge them. The American public cannot make that decision if we are denied for 5 years the basic information about who these people are.
There was just yesterday a compromise reached between three U.S. senators, all Republicans, and the administration over the authorization to engage in terror. Your column doesn't address that issue, but I assume you must have some opinion by now.
Yeah, I've addressed the issue in other columns, and you can find them on Truthdig. But let me say something. I do applaud the Republican senators for standing up. It's a bit late, but it's really important that they show there's some integrity. I also, finally, Colin Powell, a guy I went to college with at City College back in the class of 58, who I was going to vote for president and support no matter what, just because he was a City College guy and came two subway stops away from me in the Bronx. Finally, Colin Powell, and I think it was the Colin Powell statement that did it, that really scared this administration, because if Colin Powell would ever come out swinging, we'd really have something. We'd have some discussion in the society. So I think the administration backed off. But the problem is they didn't go far enough. They're not going to ban any specific techniques. Yes, they saved the language of the Geneva Convention, Article 3. Yeah, that's important. I'm not going to deny that, and I'm glad we had it. But the fact, I mean, just think about this. Here is an administration that has associated us with the technique, waterboarding, that was used by Klaus Barbie, the butcher of the Germans. You know, I spent the last 2 days with a great American, George Soros, you know, one of the richest guys in this country. He is a guy who lived under the Nazis in Hungary. He lived under the Soviet occupation of Hungary. He knows tyranny, okay? George Soros has just written a book on infallibility, and he has said the war on terror is making this, is the real problem for the security of this country, the war on terror.
And that's the voice of Bob Scheer, a man who writes for the San Francisco Chronicle in a column. He has a website, and he does all of those things. He evokes controversy.
Well, you're a passionate guy, Mr. Scheer. You got some good takes there. We appreciate it. You can read Robert Scheer's writings in the Wednesday Chronicle, the column we were talking about, also at truthdig.com. And he has a book as well that you may be interested in called Playing President. It's Friday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
At 8:16, here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Stop and go from Marina Boulevard from this crash. 880 northbound at High Street was earlier a Sigler, and you're wondering why you're stopping slow. It's not crashed or blocked anymore, but there are still major delays through there. Now, the other approaches, 80 and 580 to the Bay Bridge Maze, are okay. The metering lights are on. The backup is not large to about the 80 overcross. We call that Friday light. There is a stall on 580 westbound before Seminary, though. That's briefly blocking the right lane. Before you head out this morning, check real-time local traffic at quakeradio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flame, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hello, CW Television Network. How may I help you?
I gotta find out what happens with Luke and Lorelai.
Oh, you're talking about the hit show Gilmore Girls.
I've so been waiting all summer. You know, Lorelai had that huge fight with Luke and ended up sleeping with her ex?
Well, you called the right place. It premieres this Tuesday on the new CW.
And it's a new Gilmore Girls?
Yeah, Tuesday.
On the new CW?
Yeah.
Finally, I'll know what happens.
And all will be well. The season premiere of Gilmore Girls, this Tuesday on the new CW.
Tuesday night at 8, only on the CW Bay Area, 44 Cable 12.
To get shot.
A message from the National Fatherhood Initiative, 100 Black Men of America, and the Ad Council. Call 1-800-790-DADS for free helpful information.
Some Americans believe you can't waterboard capture terrorists even when thousands of American lives are at stake. That is insane, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. They just walked out. Hey, come on back in. We're ready to go again. While you guys were taking a lap, we heard a little clip from Bill O'Reilly. Let's go ahead and play it again. It's good stuff, Ellen.
Some Americans believe you can't waterboard capture terrorists even when thousands of American lives are at stake. That is insane, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, this is the voice of Mr. Bill O'Reilly, who we have the best time bashing.
Do you know what waterboarding is?
Waterboarding is when you take someone's head and you stuff in a big tub of water until they're about ready to suck it all in and drown.
Sometimes there's all sorts of different ways of doing it.
Then you pull them back up by their hair and go, tell us what we want. And they go, F you. And then back down into the tub of water it goes.
That's right.
That's great interrogation.
There's another way of doing it where you put plastic sheeting over their face and then you pour water on their face.
Let's put ourselves in their shoes for a moment. If Bill O'Reilly, who's a gas bag entertainer and not really knowledgeable about anything, but let's just assume for the moment. Let's put ourselves in their shoes, in the Republican shoes. Why do they think that it's okay to do this? To torture people?
It's exactly what Goldwater said, that there is no extremism in the face of patriotism.
And that's how they justify every aspect of what they do that invades the constitutional rights and the constitutional protections that have been the hallmark of this democracy for its entire history.
If we allowed the people to vote on whether or not that they would be, all of their rights would be restricted, but they would be safe, I bet they would allow that to happen.
Oh, there's no question. People who don't think this through will invariably embrace the simplicity of it. Automatically, they would assume that because we have so much respect for our leadership and our leading positions, that none of our leaders would ever stick somebody's head in the water unless we really had evidence that they had some information that they would not give up. So the assumption is of guilt in participating in destroying this democracy that justifies sticking your head in the water.
Makes no sense to me. I just can't get my arm around it.
Well, but
it's like frog soup. I call it frog soup. You give up your rights one at a time. And I don't know if this is true. It might be a myth. It might be one of those urban myths that if you put a frog into boiling water, he'll jump out. But if you put a frog into lukewarm water and then slowly turn up the heat, he will constantly acclimate himself to the new heat, the new temperature, until he boils to death and becomes frog soup. And that's what's happening to us right now. We're losing our rights. They're being shaved off the edges. We're planing that door until it's not going to fit on the hinges anymore.
Hey, guess who's on the phone, guys?
Who do we got?
Say hello to Christine Pelosi.
Get out of here!
Hello, Christine. You're on with Will and Willie.
Good morning, Will and Willie. How are you?
Hello, Christine. How are you?
Oh, I'm so excited. Because on this Sunday...
God, she's good, isn't she? Right to the meat of the matter?
Yes.
I'm going to be appearing with none other than the internationally renowned comic Will Durst in an effort to take back the United States Congress for the American people.
That's right. We're going to take back this country, damn it. What's it called, actually, the event?
Operation Blue Congress.
Ah.
And where will this be?
This event will be actually not too close to Will's favorite place, which is the ballpark. It's going to be at the Bryant Street Loft, which is a wonderful place at 767 Bryant Street, San Francisco.
By the Flower Mart.
Right by the Flower Mart.
Okay.
It's from 4 to 6. It's $100.
What?
$100.
$100?
$100 for four candidates, four grassroots candidates.
Who else is going to be there?
Well, Jerry McNerney, who's running against environmental enemy of the earth, Richard Pombo, in California 11. Charlie Brown, fighting Dem, running against Jack Abramoff's buddy, John Doolittle.
Nice couch.
California 4.
Nice frame there. Very nice frame.
Thank you. Bill Durston, running against 97% GOP party line voter Dan Lundgren, in California 3. And a neighbor from Nevada, Jill Derby, running against Dean Heller in rural Nevada. And your listeners may remember what the Republicans did to Tom Daschle. They took him down in a two-cycle way. First they went after his candidates, then 2 years later they went after him. And so that's why we want to support Jill Derby and Tessa Hayfin, because they're strong supporters of Harry Reid. And we know that whatever they throw at Jill Derby is just a dry run for what they're going to throw at Harry Reid next time.
Wow. So what are you doing for the Democrats? What are you out there? What is your gig?
My gig is I'm working with an online think tank and action center called ChallengerNet.com. We've been doing a congressional candidates boot camp for a year. That's when we first met Lieutenant Colonel Charlie Brown.
A boot camp.
For candidates. And we went around the country. We worked with over 40 candidates. Our theory was, let's find 40 to 50 people that American people want to hire and run for Congress, and that's what we've been doing. And now we're going around back to those campaigns, working with them, making sure they've got their election protection teams in place, because, you know, we're going to start voting in 17 days.
Christine Pelosi joins us on 960 The Quake. She has a rather lengthy title. She's director of the AFSCME People / Newhouse PAC 2006 Congressional Candidates.
What?
Boot camp.
Oh, my God. Honey, is that on your card?
Well, for now, you can just consider me the author of Trail Mix, which is my blog on ChallengerNet, where we're going to be live blogging Sunday when Will Durst is going to be entertaining the crowds. I thought perhaps, Mr. Mayor, you might give me some tips on how I could introduce Will Durst.
No, stop it.
Just he's so well-known and so well-respected, mm-hmm. You treat him just like you treat the Pope. You simply say, ladies and gentlemen, Will Durst.
El Papa. El Papa.
So do I get an indulgence if I do that?
You do.
And
you'd
Christine,
be surprised.
We could get Willie down there, but he's going to be at the Niner game. Are we going to be able to watch the Niner game? It's from 4 to 6. You know, they're going to be, it'll be the fourth quarter, and they'll be kicking the Eagles' butt right about then.
Oh, we'll be able to watch the Niner game. We'll be able to celebrate the Giants coming back in Milwaukee.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, well,
come on now, people.
Honey, they lost yesterday. It's over. Stick a fork. Done. Clear juices coming out, all right?
No. I'm an eternal optimist. Otherwise, I couldn't be a Democrat.
In that score, before you split, tell us about Bob Ney. Are you going to win that seat with him sticking around? 2 seconds.
Yes.
Good.
Well, that was very succinct. Christine, thanks for calling in, and have fun this weekend.
And everybody come out and see Will Durst, 757 Bryant, on Sunday.
We'll say you're a pistol.
Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
See you, Christine. You can find out more and read her Trail Mix blog at ChallengerNet.com.
Oh, yeah?
Cindy Chavez running for mayor in San Jose. She'll be up in a little while. Johnny Steele, Betsy Rosenberg later. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, a busy Friday on 960 The Quake.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Brought to us this time by Scandinavian Designs, 929 on 960 The Quake. Novato, 101 southbound, two-car crash on the right shoulder just before Alameda Del Prado. It's real slow after the 37 interchange headed down from there. Hit-and-run crash just before Wolf Road, 280 northbound. There's a car that can't move. Looks like it's sitting in one of the lanes. And a crash blocking the left lane at Ocean Avenue and 280 northbound. Crews are rolling there to find out how quickly they can clean that up. Visit Scandinavian Designs now to view their wide selection of fine, beautifully designed, affordably priced furniture for your home and office with 9 Bay Area locations to serve you. Or you can visit them at ScandinavianDesigns.com. Before you head out, check real-time local traffic at QuakeRadio.com. 8:30 at 960, The Quake, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco's progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush says the first he heard about it was in today's newspapers. He's referring to a report that former Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage threatened that the U.S. would bomb Pakistan back to the Stone Age if it didn't cooperate in the war on terrorism. Armitage says he never said it.
I've never made a threat in my life that I couldn't back up, and since I wasn't authorized to say such a thing, hence I couldn't back up that threat, I never said it.
Mr. Bush and the Pakistani president met today at the White House to talk about, among other things, the war on terrorism. Hezbollah's leader says his group still has more than 20,000 rockets, and he claims that a UN peacekeeping force will not take them away. Authorities in Illinois say they've found a woman they were looking for in connection with the case of another woman who was killed and whose fetus was cut from her womb. This woman is currently described only as a person of interest in the case, not as a suspect. This is CNN Radio. If you live in the nation's midsection, keep up with today's weather forecasts. Dan McCarthy at the Storm Prediction Center says you could be in for a rough spell.
What we're looking at is the possibility of a severe weather outbreak, including tornadoes, mainly from northern and central parts of Arkansas, northeastward across much of the southeastern half of Missouri into central and southern parts of Illinois.
Tennessee has been added to the states reporting E. coli illnesses apparently linked to bad spinach. That makes two dozen states now. About 160 people are known to have gotten sick nationwide. The Commerce Department says over 1,100 laptop computers used by its personnel have gone missing over the last 5 years. But it says there's no evidence any data has been accessed improperly. The department has about 30,000 laptops in its inventory. People took to the streets of Tikrit, Iraq today, Saddam Hussein's hometown, demanding he be returned to power. He's currently on trial on genocide charges. The most trusted name in news, CNN Radio.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com. Or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
It's the house you grew up in, and every detail tells a story. From the stairs where Mom gave you your first time out, to the place where she held her first grandchild. But now that she's older, she needs help with those stairs. Pathways is here to help with the nursing care, home aids, and advice she needs to live at home with dignity. Pathways Home, Health, Hospice, and Private Duty Nursing. We know home health care inside out. Call 888-755-7855 or visit pathwayshealth.org.
Ayer vino el diablo aquí.
Nobody knew this guy. Nobody. Until he showed up a couple of days ago and started making a fool out of himself, okay? When I say nobody, that means the general population, people in the world. You go, Hugo Chavez. They go, well, what? They think it's Julio Iglesias' manager.
Huele a azufre.
Ah, Bill O'Reilly, if we were all as smart as you, the world truly would be a finer place, right? It's 8:36. We love politics. We're chopping it up this morning with people from all different walks and political persuasions. Cindy Chavez for mayor CindyChavez4Mayor.com. That's the number for CindyChavez4Mayor.com is where you can find out the candidate for the mayoral race in San Jose. And she was kind enough to stop by and spend a few minutes with Will Durst and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
Is she any relation to Hugo Chavez?
No. Okay. And let me just jump right in and answer that question.
And Cindy, you are the mayor of Vice in San Jose right now, aren't you?
That is what my opponent is trying to paint me as.
The vice mayor?
Yes, I am the vice mayor.
Oh, guys, you know, just one thing. If listeners want to call in, ask Cindy a question, 866-960-KQKE is the number to call.
Okay. Cindy, what's going on in the race down there?
Well, it's getting very exciting. As you know, we only have 46 days left, and so, this is where you kind of test your mettle. One of the things I'm very excited about is we received the endorsement of Senator Barbara Boxer, and which was a big lift for the campaign, and also the endorsement of the California League of Conservation Voters in the last week. So we've had a good couple weeks.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Those are two heavyweights. But what are the issues that would cause the California League of Voters people who are interested in the environment? What would be the issue in San Jose?
Well, I have been the chair of the Valley Transportation Authority now for almost 2 years, and that's our BART light rail, our BART hopeful, but our light rail and buses. And I've done a lot of work, especially related to transit-oriented development and making sure communities are walkable and all of that. And we're going to be unveiling an environmental platform in the next maybe in the next week or so that they helped us shape and craft. So I think it was from having a long working relationship with them and recognizing that cities have to be part of cleaning up the environment. And I think if we wait for the federal government or we wait for the state government, we're going to be waiting until we can't breathe anymore. So.
And did Boxer endorse you because you're a Democrat or a woman?
I'm just going to assume it was both. Maybe because
she was the best candidate. That's why she was endorsed.
What are you, her defender?
I'm here to help.
I mean, what is this, Will?
Cindy Chavez, who is running for mayor in San Jose, has joined us here on 960 The Quake. And this race has how many people in it?
Now it has two. We started with 10.
Oh, so this is the runoff.
This is the runoff. We had 10 people, 9 men and me, and now it's just me and one other guy.
And your opponent is a Republican, isn't he?
He is a Democrat who has courted the Republicans in a very, very aggressive way, and I think part of the reason he got into the runoff is most of his endorsements are from Republicans, and most of his strategy has been to be very on the more conservative side.
And most of his money has come from over there as well.
I'm believing that's true. Yes.
What's happening with labor? Why you mentioned Boxer and you mentioned the environmentalists? What about labor? Where are they on your race?
The South Bay Labor Council and all of the unions in it are supporting my race. Every Democratic club that we went before, except one, endorsed me solely. One did a dual endorsement. The Santa Clara County Democratic Party endorsed me also. And that's partly because I've known them and done work with them for literally years and years and years.
And where is the incumbent mayor on this race?
Well, I have...
No one's courting him.
Yeah, I mean, really.
He's
like
with
what
Bush.
You used to say. You want me to endorse you or denounce you? Can you get him to denounce you?
Well, he has been a little bit aggressive with me on some issues, and one of them, for example, is emergency preparedness. And what happened was that we did a press conference telling people about the challenges we have in San Jose. And, for example, the city of San Jose is 1 million people, and we have 3 people working in our Office of Emergency Services, which is just too few, and it's not, given what we know, will eventually happen, not if, but when. It's pretty
frightening. That's one for every 333,000 people.
It's ridiculous. I mean, we have to expand. And I'm glad. And Will's good at math. That's helpful. So we went out and aggressively talked about this, and we found out that we had a bunch of UWASI grant money that had not yet been spent, and so we brought that to council, and it kind of ruffled the feathers of the mayor because he had used this as something he was taking leadership on, but it wasn't moving quickly enough, and so we had a little conflict over
that. Were you going to lose the money unless he...
Yes, you bet. Yeah. We were going to lose the money. And
he's pissed because you found it?
I think it was more that there's a sense...
Had he earmarked it for something else?
No. What happened was our staff had a strategy for spending down the money that wasn't working. And pre-9/11, I think a lot of people started to look at what everybody, the 5th anniversary, what's everybody working on? And anyway, it caused a bit of a conflict. But the good news is we're going to be able to spend down that money in a way that's going to make people in our, not just San Jose, but in the Bay Area, safer.
And will you get refunded?
Yes, we're going to get our money back. Yeah, and that's the important thing. And I also think, to show the federal government that local governments are spending money well and thoughtfully on emergency preparedness, particularly as it relates to interoperability and all of our police and fire organizations being able to talk to each other.
Sometimes in the mayor's races in given cities, ex-mayors, and there are usually a whole passel of ex-mayors around, and they sometimes involve themselves in the race. Are any of the ex-mayors involving themselves in this race? And if so, on whose side are they?
It's an excellent question. I have the support of Susan Hammer, former Mayor Susan Hammer, former Mayor Janet Gray Hayes, former Mayor and Secretary of Transportation Norman Mineta, which was very exciting to get, and one of our oldest living mayors, a gentleman by the name of Robert Doerr. Chuck Reed has former Mayor Tom McHenry on his team.
And Tom McHenry is the Democrat who headed the Schwarzenegger team for when Schwarzenegger was doing the recall. I remember debating him in that that recall.
Yes, you're correct. And his Tom McHenry's play in this has been very focused on the issues related to ethics. I think Susan Hammer, while she's also been focused on the ethics issue, also understands that in order to have San Jose survive and be one of, not unlike San Francisco and Oakland, the center of innovation and technology for the world, that we really need to get our arms around San Jose, lift it up, and move it forward instead of just arguing about the rules of engagement. How are we going to make San Jose a really, really great city? And so she's taken a leadership role in my race focused on that.
It's always sensitive in races involving people with certain ethnic heritage other than those that come from the great state of Virginia or one of those places where basically white people come. In San Jose...
What are you saying? I'm a macaca here?
Yeah. But in San Jose, there's obviously a huge Latino population. And in the last mayor's race, Mayor Gonzalez was, in the primary, up somewhere in the neighborhood of 49% of the vote. On election day, in the runoff, he got just barely 50%. And I believe, personally, that had to do with ethnicity. I don't think it had to do with qualifications, etc. I think there was some people in San Jose who just couldn't bring themselves, apparently, to cast a vote for a Latino.
Like Tom Bradley losing to Duke Majan.
The same way, 90,000 or whatever those number votes were. And I've gone through that, and the people accuse me, you're raising the race card. No, I'm not raising the race card. I'm a practical counter of votes by a politician. Yeah. How are you going to address that issue, knowing that the undercurrent appears to be there?
Well, I think one thing that we have to really demand of everybody who's involved in running for office is that as we discuss race, we do it in a very intellectually honest way. And I think what happened with Ron Gonzalez was an interesting case in point, because the person running against him was Pat Dando, who's now the head of the Chamber of Commerce. And Pat sent some very, I thought, racially charged mail. And so there was some attempt by her to make race an issue. It will be interesting to see whether or not she does that again using the Chamber of Commerce this time. In the primary, the Chamber of Commerce spent 160, maybe more than 160,000 at least, talking about me and I was hit
against
by
against you.
Against me, yeah. That's right. Let me be clear.
Yes.
If there's any lack of clarity there. Absolutely against me. And the actions that she took were very similar to the actions that she took against Mayor Gonzalez when she ran against him, with the exception of the race card and racial issues. My hope is that we've all learned that that's a terrible way to bring a city together. I'm concerned about it as it relates to the race.
Cindy Chavez is our guest. She's a mayoral candidate for the city of San Jose. She's keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quick. I want to ask a money question. You mind if I jump in here, Mr. Mayor?
No, you're allowed.
Yeah. Who's got the money? I mean, there's 46 days left. And Christine Pelosi, I don't know about you guys, but we start voting, you know, absentees in 17 days.
That's right.
So what is the last push like to run for mayor of the second largest city in the state of California?
Well, we're working very hard to raise money, but also to talk to voters. And it's challenging because in San Jose, we have rules about how much you can raise money. We can only raise money in $500 increments, and the cap is $700,000.
Even from corporations?
From everyone.
Now, the cap is what?
$500 with a $700,000 cap overall in the race.
That's only, though, for the candidate. There's that independent expenditure stuff that you spoke about earlier. That's not right. burdened by those limits.
And it's not burdened by those limits because the Chamber of Commerce took the city of San Jose to court over whether or not those limits were appropriate, and the court agreed with them that there should be no limits on independent expenditures, or at least that's the way it appears now. And it's interesting that the Chamber of Commerce is the one who's actually allowing money to flood into these elections. And it'll be interesting to see what the outcome of that is.
How close are the two of you to the 700 grand cap?
Well, we don't have our first reporting period until September 30th.
Oh, so you don't know him? He don't know you?
No, he doesn't. We don't know. So I can't tell you.
But the 700 isn't going to be the deciding factor in this.
It's going to be the IEs.
It's going to be how much money people spend. And my guess is that the Chamber of Commerce, if they spent $150,000 in the primary when there were nine other people or eight other people in the race besides you and Mr. Reed, my guess is they're going to spend two or three times that amount. How can you, an independent expenditure side, respond to that? Will labor spend money? Will Boxer spend money? Do you think, I know you don't know, but do you think any of those people will spend money on your behalf?
I think that there are a lot of people and organizations in San Jose that really care about its future. And I think they understand that there's a clear distinction between me and Councilmember Reed. And I think the main one is that Chuck is someone who has been in office for 6 years. He sat on a lot of committees, and he can point to very few accomplishments.
Wasn't he also a Chamber of Commerce executive or something?
He was a former president of the Chamber of Commerce, and I've not seen him vote but once differently than they've asked him to. So I do think he's pretty rooted in that one area. I think, on the other hand, you know, I've done work in every area that whether it's public safety and parks and libraries, and, you know, the list of my accomplishments is long. And I think there are a lot of people in San Jose that understand that San Jose won't be the center of innovation and technology unless you have a leader who's really willing to bring people around the table, think boldly about the future, and then change it.
Will there be any debates between you and Mr. Reed?
Well, in the primary, there were 42 forums with at least five of us participating in them. And in the general, we both of our candidates' campaigns coordinated. This is probably one thing we could agree on, is limiting those. And we actually have 15 of them. We've had two so far. We have 13 more to go.
13 debates?
Yeah.
No, well, they're not exactly debates, are they?
Oh, they are. I mean, they're getting there quickly because, and in part because...
Will any be televised?
Yes, some toward the end will be televised.
Cool.
Yeah. And so far we've had two.
And?
They were fun. They were great fun. And I do think that the people who came to them got to see a clear distinction between
how
the two.
How tall is he?
Much taller than me.
Yeah, is there a sitting down, standing thing going on here?
Well, we did one with both and one just at podiums, which I liked a great deal. I like to be able to stand.
We would never ambush you, Cindy, because we're on your side. We did invite your challenger to join us this morning on the broadcast.
And he declined.
Our calls have not been returned. Not taken, nor returned. Not taken, nor returned. Good luck in your campaign.
Thank you. It was a real pleasure to be with you all.
Thanks for joining us.
You can find out more about Cindy at Cindy Chavez, number 4, Mayor. Cindy Chavez, 4mayor.com.
The pleasure honorable to have you on the show. Cindy Chavez.
It's 8:49. We're keeping it real with Will and
Thank
Willie.
You.
On 960 The Quake. Here's traffic brought to us by the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Here's what's happening. Daly City, 280 northbound at Ocean. There's a crash that has a left lane block. Emergency crews are there. A little grass fire has been burning about 4 miles south of Travis Air Force Base. Along I-80, you can see it there. There's a few brake lights, people looking at it. Back up now at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Not even the mid-lot, the metering lights are on. Check real-time local traffic every morning before you head out. Just go to quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
From Consumer Reports, a tap water test. I'm Maurice Sprantz. The WaterSafe all-in-one drinking water test kit lets you easily and cheaply test your water for several common contaminants or conditions. Bacteria, lead, two pesticides, nitrate and nitrite, total chlorine, pH, and total hardness. For the September issue, Consumer Reports bought 14 of the kits online and from three different stores. We paid an average of about $18. Then we bought or prepared water samples with certified levels of the relevant contaminants, from completely clean to slightly contaminated to downright nasty. Then we put the test kits to work. The kits demonstrated an impressive ability to detect very low levels of most contaminants in 10 minutes or less, and all provided correct readings for hardness. Testing for bacteria, 10 kits worked well, but 2 failed to indicate clean water and 2 gave no results for dirty. It's not clear why, since these 4 kits bought at the same store correctly identified the other contaminants. Directions are easy to follow, though you must wait 48 hours before reading the bacteria test results. If you find contaminant levels above government standards, you're to call the EPA's Safe Drinking Water Hotline at 800-426-4791. The bottom line? Though the WaterSafe all-in-one kit won't check for every contaminant, few other home kits cover as many. I'm Ernie Sprantz for Consumer Reports, online at consumerreports.org.
The Daily Tribune Classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one-bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately, unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
The president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have a one doubt, they call it treason. With chicken feathers all the way out one nut. Trying to make it real compared to what...
854, 960 The Quake. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Red Flag Day today. High fire danger. Real warm. If you want to go sit on the beach in a beach towel today, you can do it. With highs in the mid to upper 70s on the coast, near 90 inland, it'll be the same. All the way through Sunday, it's our wonderful Bay Area Indian.
It's summer. September.
Awesome weather.
Where are the tourists now?
The tourists have gone, and our world is back to us, and that's awesome. Cindy Chavez, running for San Jose Mayor, was our guest in the last segment. She is bright and articulate, and we like her, don't we?
Very, very attractive candidate. She's the kind of young person that we really should encourage to run for office. She's clearly independent. She clearly has a command of all of the subject matters. And she appears to be totally flexible without any venom in her system at all. Her comments were all rooted in strictly good government, but good government reflective of the inclusion of people.
You know what I liked is, and I know this is just a facade, and we're not plumbing deep into the depths of her soul, but she talked like a human.
Totally.
You know, she didn't talk like a politician. She talked like a person. I mean, she had some of the political speak, you know, she had her lines down, but she talked like a human.
Yeah.
Which is what I like.
She's approachable, she's bright, she's smart. So why is she behind?
Well, she's behind because, one, no, not so much that. This San Jose has turned into, and I was deadly serious, when Gonzalez just barely won last time, that was a clear indication that you've got a problem in San Jose with reference to race. There is a hidden agenda. Yeah, there is a hidden agenda. It's difficult ever to quantify it, to identify it, but you only see it usually when the polling results come forward. And when you go back and look at what the race was about, etc., last time around, Ron Gonzalez was viewed as an up-and-coming Latino superstar.
On a national scale.
Absolutely. He was ahead of Antonio Villaraigosa. He was ahead of all those guys because he was the first Richardson. Real mayor of an American city from a Latino standpoint since Henry Cisneros down in San Antonio,
Texas. Had a mistress problem.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then, lo and behold, and he was on the crest. I mean, he was riding it. You didn't have the garbage problem. You didn't have any of those problems. He had brought BART to San Jose. By all aspects, he should have been an absolute shoo-in. But when you do what was done by his opponent, as indicated by Cindy Chavez, you do stir up the old grapes of wrath graduates, the people who came here from some other place, and they don't view people like the Willie Browns of the Ron Gonzalez's of the world.
That's part of that.
Fairly. That is correct.
And what I was talking about when I mentioned the Tom Bradley, George Dukmejian thing, Bradley, when he ran for governor against George Dukmejian, was ahead in all the polls. All the way for the primary, all the way right up until Election Day, he was, 6 to 8 points ahead in all the polls, and he lost by almost 10 points. It was almost a 20-point turnaround from what people said before they went to the polls and what they did when they went in.
I got to tell you that here in San Francisco, when running for mayor, I recognized that possibility. So I concentrated on making sure that the west sections of this city, the west side of this city,
the white section,
understood, who I was, what I was about, and how well qualified I was. I placed myself before them on an ongoing basis. So by the time the vote was actually cast against Frank Jordan, one of their own, they knew the difference in the qualifications of the two candidates. And believe me, when I said my mother told me years ago, go west, young man, go west, I got the message, and I went west. And so I said to Cindy, go west, young woman, go west.
Well, we keep following her story, and we'll let you know what she's up to. It's 8:58. We'll get news at the top of the hour in the 9 o'clock hour. Johnny Steele joins us, The War on Error, and EcoTalk with Betsy Rosenberg. It's a finally Friday. Good show today, too. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
So, Kristen, how was Esther's baby shower?
Oh, great. Yeah. Everyone was there. Allison, Katie, Nancy, Karen, who has gained a little weight, by the way.
Stop it.
But anyway, it's too bad you couldn't make it. How's little Sammy?
Oh, he's fine. It was just a little fever, but he's feeling better now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, you know it's a girl, right?
Oh, wow. What's her name?
I can't remember. It's one of those names.
Excuse me?
Oh, you know, one of those names. Shakita, Juanita, Jaquita. Why do black people like those kinds of names anyway? You'd think they'd know better. They just make it harder on themselves, you know what I mean?
No, Kristen. I don't know what you mean.
The first step in fighting racial prejudice is taking a stand. Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Before you head out on the freeway, check real-time traffic online at quakeradio.com.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Add another state to the spinach list. Tennessee reports a case of E. coli illness apparently linked to bad spinach. That makes it even 24 cases, and 24 states, rather. Dr. Tim Jones at the State Health Department says this case resolved happily.
The good news is that this person was seen as an outpatient and was never hospitalized. I don't believe they even received antibiotics. They just got better on their own.
That's 24 states over or about 160 cases.